You could have water and stuff, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could have water or Saucony. That was all I could drink. I couldn't have like tea or Coke or nothing like that. So that was all I had. And I couldn't see nobody. Nobody could come in and see me.
Talk on the phone?
I couldn't talk on the phone. I couldn't do nothing. It was like I was by myself in one room and couldn't do nothing. And so my mom, when Bobby and my mom had to go to work, I started it on a weekend. And they would stay with me, like, they just stayed home all weekend. Then, like, on a Monday and Tuesday, the last 2 days, my mom had to go to work and Bobby had to go to work. Nobody was there to watch me. So they brought my grandma over, and my grandma would come over, and she would watch me. And my grandma would make me bread, and she'd make me softy, and she'd bring it to me. And I would eat that. I would eat it, but I wouldn't eat a lot because it was grease bread. It's just so nasty. It has no taste. It just has no taste, and it was nasty, so I wouldn't eat it. But I would eat some because I was hungry. And then the last day, when I was supposed to be on medicine, my grandma and my mom stayed home with me. And I thought, when I got up, because you can't sleep. I mean, you sleep at night, you get up in the morning, take medicine, and you can go back to sleep if you want to. So that's what I would used to do, and I'd sleep like all day. Then I'd wake up about maybe like when it was almost nighttime, and I couldn't go back to sleep, and I'd have to later wake in bed. And then I would, that last day, I thought I was going to get up in the morning, and I'd take that medicine, and that would be it. I thought that would be it, and I got up in the morning, my mom took me outside to take the medicine. And it was in a big old jar, about that big, all that medicine. And there was like maybe that much more left, and I had to use all of it. I had to use all of it outside. I put as much as I could all over my body, so I wouldn't have to drink that much. And my grandma was watching me, and I drank it, and I just did what I had to do. And I went back inside, and I thought I was going to put on clothes and be able to come outside and watch TV and eat. But they told me I couldn't come out until about 12 or 1 o'clock. Me and my mom come in there, and she was asking me when I got out what did I want to eat. I was naming all kinds of things I wanted to eat. She said the first thing I had to eat was some hamburger. So I said okay. And she goes, what do you want to eat? She goes, Grandma wants to know what you want to eat. She's going to cook. I said, I want spaghetti, and I want yellow rice and chicken. I had all these foods going through my mind all at one time. I just wanted to eat everything. So my grandma made a little bit of yellow rice and chicken, and my mom made the spaghetti. She made a big old pot of spaghetti. And I ate till I just couldn't eat anymore. I had to make up for 4 days. I was starving. I thought I would eat a lot, but I didn't eat too much. But I ate. I ate more than I normally would. And I sat there and watched TV. And stayed home. Then me and my mom went grocery shopping. That was wild. I couldn't handle being on that.
Yeah. Wow, 4 days. That sounds pretty awful.
It was. I was starving.
So the stuff must have tasted awful, too.
It did. It was, oh no.
Did it make you throw up just drinking it, or did you have to make yourself throw up?
Most of the time, you know, at first, Bobby thought, you know, I would just do it just automatically after I drank so much of it, because they said to drink a whole bunch until you do. But I just kept drinking it and drinking it and drinking it, and nothing would happen. So he finally told me I had to make myself throw up, and I said, I couldn't do that. I said, no, I couldn't do that. I said, I'll try to drink some more. So I was drinking some more, and I couldn't. So I just finally had to break down and make myself get sick, and I did.
How'd you do that?
I just stuck my finger down my throat.
Oh, how awful.
It was, because it was so cold in the morning. I think it was around December, almost New Year's. And it was so cold in the morning, and I had to go outside. I had this big old blanket. I'd take this blanket out there with me, and all I would have on was just like a nightgown. That's all I have on. And I'd stand out there. Bobby put up like a board or something. I could stand behind that board, and I have to just get all wet and stuff with no clothes on or nothing. And I'd have to get all wet with it, and it was just so cold, and I was freezing, and I just want to hurry and go back inside.
How old were you?
I think I was maybe 13, 14.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure.
Where was it you were going all the time?
I don't know. I was just going to the basketball court a lot. It was like I just had to be going somewhere. I mean, I had no particular place where I was going to go, but I just had to be going. I don't know why. I just couldn't stay still. I just had to be moving around all the time.
And you didn't like to stay home?
No, I didn't want to stay home because there was nothing to do at home. So I'd go walk around, come back home, find out it was still boring. So I'd leave again, or I'd go to my cousin's house and stay with her for a while and come back and go to my grandma's house. I was just all over the place. I just couldn't be still.
So did your mom and Bobby try and keep you home for a while first before they gave you the medicine?
No. They told me they was going to get the medicine and what it was for, and I told them okay. And they asked me how come I wanted to be going all over the place all the time, and I told them I didn't know. I told them I just couldn't sit still. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I just didn't want to stay home, or I just couldn't be still.
Uh-huh.
So that's when they got the medicine. They told me they was going to give it to me, and I took it. The first day I thought it was good because I could sleep all day. I didn't have to help my mom clean the house or nothing. I thought it was good. And about the second day and third day, I just couldn't handle it no more. I had to go outside. I had to turn on the radio or do something.
You'd have been glad to clean the house then, huh?
Yeah. I would have been glad to do anything then.
Huh?
And then after I was off the medicine, I was okay. It's like I just stayed home. I stayed home and I just ate. Watched all the TV I could. It was different.
When did you do your first tattoo? How old were you?
I think I was about 11. Maybe 11 or 12. I'm not sure.
Hmm. How'd you ever think to do that? Did somebody show you how?
Me and my cousin, we always thought it was neat, and uh-huh. We'd ask people. So I asked my aunt, Molly, because she had some. I asked her how she done it, and she just said she used a needle and an ink and thread. But I never knew what kind of ink, and we never knew what kind of ink she used, so we never could do it. And then Beverly found out what kind of ink from one of her aunts. So we just got that ink, and me and her sat in a room, and we did tattoos.
So Molly has some?
Yeah, she don't have a lot. She just have some right here on her fingers, and mm-hmm. She's got her initial M right there, but that's all she has.
Your mom doesn't have any, does she?
Mm-mm.
Does your mom like yours?
No.
No?
No, she don't like mine. She said it makes you look bad, and she goes, you must be like your dad or something like that, because my dad's got a lot of tattoos too. He's got them on his back and on his chest and all on his arms and stuff. So I guess it really reminds her of my dad, and that's why she doesn't like them. But I don't know if that's the real reason or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because she just don't like my dad. She just hates him.
You still see him?
Uh-huh. I still see him once in a while, and I call him. Most of the time, he's in Miami doing some work, but he can never come down here because he's always too busy up there. He's working. He's a foreman of a construction company, so he's got to be there all the time. so he can't never come down. But I call him, or I call my stepmom, and I tell her things to tell him, and then when he gets a chance, he said he'll try to call me. I give him a phone number to call me at, or he'd leave a message with over at the tribal office, and they'd give it to one of my aunts, and she'd tell me that he wants me to call him or something, and I'll call him.
Mm. You still see his mom?
Yeah. I still see his mom.
That's good.
Yep. I go see her as much as I can.
She sounds pretty neat.
She is. She's wild. I mean, she's not like your everyday grandma. She's just wild. She's crazy, and she's just fun to be with. She likes to laugh a lot and stuff like that.
So when you did these, you used thread? Mm-hmm. How'd you do it? You put the thread in the ink?
No, you get a needle, uh-huh. And at the tip of the needle, you get that thread, and you wrap it around there. Uh-huh. You wrap it around the needle. Then you dip it in the ink, and the thread is there to keep the ink on there. So when you put a hole, when you break your skin with the needle point, the thread, releases some of the ink, and it just goes into your skin. And that's just all it does. That's all the thread is there for.
You don't do it very deep, do you?
Mm-mm. Not very deep.
A little bit doesn't bleed?
No. Just enough to break the skin, and it can get under your skin. It doesn't bleed nothing, though.
But your mom didn't stop you from doing any more.
Mm-mm. She told me not to, but she knew she couldn't actually make me stop. She could just tell me not to.
Yeah. Does your grandma like them?
My grandma doesn't say nothing about them.
What's your grandma think about you going to college?
I don't know. She always talked about me going to college when I was growing up.
You talk about Lottie Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She always talked about me, saying something about me going to college and stuff. She said she didn't want me to stay around on the reservation because there wasn't nothing out there. And all the people that stay out there, they get mad or something like that. They don't do nothing. And so I think she really wanted me to go to college so I could have something to do instead of being like everybody else on the reservation, not having nothing to do. So I think she really wanted me to go to college. And sometimes when I go back, I never know when I'm going back to Brighton. It's just spur of the moment decision when I go back to Brighton. We go back up there and I go to see my grandma. When I come in, she's sitting there. She just look at me and she look at the TV. I said, "Hello, Grandma." I was like, "You miss me?" She goes, "No." She goes like that. I go, "Yes, you did." And she start laughing. And then she start asking me how I've been and all this other stuff. It was so crazy. I just went and said, "Hello, Grandma, you miss me?" She goes, "No." I said, "No." I go and see my mom. My mom looks like she's always surprised to see me because she never knows when I'm coming down there. I just come up there. Because every time I come in there, I go to her house, I walk in, she goes, "Hey, what you doing here?" You know? She's like, "Hey, what you doing here?" Sam, you came down here. I know I was coming down here.
Did your granddad want you to go to school too?
Yeah, I think so. Never really.
Did he talk about it?
Mm-mm, we never really talked about it.
It seems like there are so many people in your family who are going to college that that it's real important for your family.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. And if you don't go to college, I think they're kind of mad at you because they think you're going to make the whole family look bad if one person doesn't go to college. So they try to talk all of us into going to college. Stuff like that. Same way with grades. My mom made good grades when she was in school, and my aunts made good grades, and my one aunt that lives down here, she was What's that one person called when they're head of the class with best grades?
Valedictorian?
My aunt was that when she graduated. And
from Broward?
No, from Moorhaven, I think. Moorhaven or Okeechobee, I'm not sure. And, you know, when you make bad grades, it's like you're making the whole family look bad and stuff like that. And when, like when I moved out of the house, my mom was kind of mad at me because she said she was mad at me because she never really told me why she was mad at me, but I always had the feeling that she was just mad at me because, you know, I would make the whole family look bad, and I don't see it that way. And then when I moved in with Pernell, she was like really mad at me because she was saying it wasn't right. And
why? Because you weren't married?
Yeah, and she said it would make the family look bad and stuff like that. But I never really heard anybody say, like, yeah, that Shore family, they're sorry because Polly lives with Pernell and stuff like that. I never heard anybody say, you know, I might hear people say, like, well, Polly lives with Pernell and it's not right and all this other stuff. But I never would say, she makes that family look bad and stuff like that. It's like, if a young kid does something bad, they think it's gonna make the whole family look bad and stuff like that, but it doesn't go that way, to from what I see. Like when I told you about my aunt married a white man, and nobody in my family would talk to her because they thought she was making the family look bad. But you never really heard anybody say, yeah, that Shore family, they're bad because Molly married somebody else and she wasn't supposed to and all this other stuff. I never really, all I heard was people saying stuff about Molly, just Molly by herself, not everybody else. But that's the way they saw it, that if they talk about one person, they're gonna talk about everybody else in the family. But nobody doesn't do that, not from what I hear anyway. I don't hear nobody saying nothing.
Is Molly younger than your mom?
Older? She's younger.
So was your mom already divorced when Molly married the white guy?
Yeah. My mom was divorced and then she remarried Bobby. She was married to Bobby because my aunt just got married last year. November the 7th last year. And she was supposed to have an anniversary last month, but her husband died during Labor Day weekend. So they never had their first anniversary. They weren't married very long, but they knew each other for about, I think, a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And they were seeing each other that long, then they got married. And then that's when he died. So
it must be hard for, it must have been hard for your mom. And it seems like it would have been hard for Molly, too. To have that, was the whole family against your mom,
yeah,
too?
Not who, my mom?
When she married the white guy?
No.
When she married your dad?
I don't think so. That's why I couldn't understand it.
Why they got mad at mom?
Yeah, why they got, they were saying that she was, she had two kids. They were saying she was neglecting them and she was forgetting about them and stuff. But they never, you know, they just said that's what she was doing. And, you know, I don't see why they get mad at one person for doing something, but they couldn't get mad at another person for doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's why, I mean, it just didn't make sense to me. So I just went ahead. I just talked to Molly all the time, and I ended up living with her from about June until I moved up here. I lived with Molly. And I don't know. I don't know why they treated her that way.
But your dad came down here and lived, too, for a while, isn't that right? Down to Brighton. Maybe, is that a difference? Did Molly's husband come down, too, or did she go where he was?
No. He came down here and he lived on a reservation with her, too.
Oh.
He lived down here. And I don't know. They just, you know, when they saw her, they just start saying bad things about her, and I wouldn't say nothing.
Yeah.
And just say, oh, y'all know y'all still love her. Ain't nothing gonna change. She's still your sister. That's what I would always tell my mom.
Yeah.
She'd go, not after what she did. I go, she didn't do nothing. I said, what'd she do to you? And she didn't do nothing to me. I said, all right, then, you don't have a right to be mad at her. She didn't do nothing to you. I mean, I could see if she actually went out and did something to each and every one of the family, they could be mad at her. But she didn't do nothing to her kids. She gave her kids whatever they wanted and let them do whatever they want. She went with them wherever they wanted her to go. But to me, that was just no sense in it.
Yeah.
So myself, I just kept on talking to her. I didn't care.
Yeah. Seems like the best thing to do.
Yeah. Hmm.
But are they all over that now?
I don't know.
They forgotten about it?
Molly, my mom said Molly comes and picks up her kids once in a while, but, you know, she come over and see my grandma, but she doesn't come over that often, or she doesn't stay that long and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like they're all just trying to get used to it now, just trying to get used to her being around and stuff.
Was it Molly you told me had the tapes of your granddad? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She used to have, she probably still does somewhere in her house. Mm. And she had a tape of when she was trying to teach her kids, trying to teach them Indian words.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was so neat. I was listening to it one time, me and Ronnie, mm-hmm. her last husband. We was playing with that tape recorder. It was just me and him at home, and we was listening to it. And Ronnie, he said he thought it was just so neat how she could speak that language. He goes, sometimes she'd get a phone call and just start talking, because it just sounds so neat. He goes like that. And Ronnie, he didn't know Molly's kids that good, but he liked them. He knew Dwayne, because Dwayne used to still come over. Because Dwayne found out I was living with her, and whenever he would see me, he would say, who's all home? And I'd say, like, maybe Molly and Ronnie and me was home, or just me and Molly, or just me and Ronnie. And he goes, can I go with you? And I'd say, okay. I said, you gotta ask Grandma, though. He goes, you ask her, she's gonna get mad at me. So I said, Grandma, Dwayne's gonna go home with me. And she goes, who's all home? I said, everybody, or I'd tell her who was home. And then she'd say something about, you don't need to go over there, but then Dwayne'd start crying around, and then she'd let him go, and he'd go over there, and he'd be in his room playing around, or him and Ronnie would be outside playing basketball, or him and his mom be outside playing basketball, or something like that. Because I knew he'd always want to come over and see his mom.
Why does your grandmother wear that safety pin?
I don't know. I just noticed she always has one on.
A lot of the older women do.
I don't know why. I just, maybe in case of emergency they might need it, or...
In fact, there's one in that picture of Polly
mm-hmm.
Parker.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at her dress in that painting, mm-hmm. she's got one.
Oh, she does. I don't know. I just always remember... I just always ask my grandma if she got one. She'd just take it off and she'd give it to me. When I was finished doing with whatever I was, I'd give it back to her. She'd just put it back on.
Yeah.
I don't know if it has any special meaning or something.
You said, who was it that used to talk about Polly Parker?
My grandpa.
Your grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Did he tell you that about her, partly because you were named for her?
I had heard something about her one time, about when they were taking the Indians all to Oklahoma and she didn't want to go. There were a lot of them that didn't want to go. And I asked my grandpa about it. And then he just started telling me about it. And then he was telling me that's why my mom named me. He named me after her, and I told him I knew. And he'd just sit there and tell me about what happened or what she did and stuff like that.
You remember what he told you about what she did and stuff?
He just told me that she got away, escaped somehow, and just came through the woods. But when she got back, she had died because she had a lot of cuts and stuff on her from running through the bushes and like going through the water and stuff. And she just died because she was so tired and she had a lot of cuts on her. Her legs were all cut up and stuff from thorns. Maybe she ran through some thorns and stuff like that. And that's all he told me.
Did he tell you about her once or more than once? Or
He told me about it a couple times. We just always start talking about it again. I don't know why. We just always start talking about it. He'd tell me.
Your mom, but your mom must think about her too if she named you for her.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't never heard my mom say anything about her. I never asked my mom about her or nothing.
Or your grandmother?
Mm-mm. Just always heard my grandpa. My grandma might have said something about her, but I don't really remember.
Was she sort of the head of the Brute clan then when she came back?
I don't know. I don't know what clan she was.
Yeah, I'll ask your mom that. Maybe she knows.
I didn't ask what clan she was.
Did they talk about other ancestors too?
I don't know too much about my grandpa's family. About my grandpa's family, or I know a little bit about my grandma. I just know my grandma's mom and who her brothers are and stuff like that. I don't know too much about my grandpa. I was talking to him one time and he told me that I was asking him about his mom and his dad, and he just told me that they were dead. And I asked him their names, but the only name he knew them was their Indian names. And they didn't really have, like, you know, just ordinary names. They had Indian names.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me they died, and I asked him, he had brothers and sisters, and he said, yeah. And he said, they're dead too. And I said, oh. And there's just this one lady lived across the road. She used to sell like ice cream and stuff, so I'd go over there a lot. And when I was walking through her house to go get an ice cream one time, I saw a picture of this old man, and I said, that looks like my grandpa. And she goes, that was your grandpa's brother. Mm-hmm. And his name was Charlie Miko. And it did. It looked exactly like my grandpa. It did. That's who I thought it was. And he told me that was my grandpa's brother. And I never really seen pictures of him or of anybody in his family. That was the first one I saw.
Mm. Why do you think he told you about Polly Parker so much?
I have no idea. We just always started talking about her. We talked about just how Indians were and stuff like that, and he would just start telling me about her. I don't know why he talked about her a lot.
He would talk to you about how Indians were?
Mm-hmm. Or how they are. And how it used to be when he was growing up and stuff like that. And
did he think it was a lot different today from what it used to be?
Yeah, I think so.
How so?
Because, most of the kids now, they don't speak the language. You know, they don't. Most of them don't understand it, but there's a lot of them that understand it. And they just don't do too much the Indian way as much as they did back then. Back in the old days. And that's what he thought. And it is true a lot of times, some of the Indians. When I hear things about my grandpa, I heard my grandpa, he was wild. He drank a lot. And there were times when he would leave home, he would never come back for a long time. And then he'd stay gone about 3 or 4 days and he'd come home and stuff like that. And that's what I heard. And that's what my mom would tell me. My mom and my grandma, I'd ask them about grandpa, how he was when he was younger. And that's what they'd tell me. And that one guy that I was inspecting houses with, We were going through Fort Lauderdale, and we went down this one road, and there were like a whole bunch of rundown buildings, and most of them were bars. And he told me that his dad told him that that's where him and my grandpa used to hang out at. It's on at them bars up there. I said, really? Yeah. And he told me my grandpa used to drink a lot and stuff like that. And that's about all I know about my grandpa. I don't know nothing about his family.
Polly Parker must have been really brave. Is that the kind of lesson you think he wanted you to get out of it?
I don't know. Maybe it was. Because it was like she didn't want to go. But they were making her go. And might have been like, if I don't want to do what people tell me to do, I don't.